Hello, you are listening to an article from webmobile.com. Webmobile, with a Y, provides quality, people-centered, professional mobile app, and web development services, with globally competitive pricing. The title is, Distinguishing Between Sales and Marketing, a Comprehensive Guide. In the world of business, the terms, sales, and marketing, are often used interchangeably. While both are integral to a company's success, they serve distinct functions. To thrive in today's competitive landscape, it's crucial to understand the fundamental differences between sales and marketing. This comprehensive guide will help you navigate the complex relationship between these two crucial components of business growth. Defining sales and marketing. Before diving into the distinctions, let's establish clear definitions for both sales and marketing. Sales is the process of selling a product or service directly to customers. It involves one-on-one interaction with potential buyers, aiming to close deals and generate revenue. Sales teams are at the front lines, converting leads into paying customers. Their primary objective is immediate revenue generation. Marketing, on the other hand, is the broader set of activities that aim to create brand awareness, generate leads, and nurture potential customers. Marketing teams focus on reaching a large audience through various channels, such as advertising, content creation, and social media. Their primary goal is to attract, engage, and educate potential customers. While marketing indirectly contributes to revenue, its primary objective is to build and maintain a pipeline of prospects. The roles and responsibilities. Now that we've defined sales and marketing, let's explore the roles and responsibilities associated with each. Sales. The sales department plays a crucial role in a business's success. Here are the key responsibilities associated with sales. 1. Direct customer interaction. Sales teams directly interact with potential customers. They engage in conversations, answer questions, and address concerns to persuade individuals to make a purchase. 2. Closing deals. One of the primary responsibilities of the sales team is to close deals. This involves negotiation, pricing, and finalizing the transaction. It's where revenue is generated. 3. Sales strategies and tactics. Sales professionals employ various strategies and tactics to move prospects through the sales funnel. These strategies may include cold calling, presentations, demonstrations, and relationship building techniques. Marketing. Marketing has a broader and more indirect role within the organization. Here's a breakdown of marketing's responsibilities. 1. Creating brand awareness. Marketing initiatives aim to create brand awareness and make the company known in the market. This includes activities like advertising, public relations, and social media engagement. 2. Lead generation and nurturing. Marketing is responsible for generating leads, which are potential customers interested in the product or service. Once leads are acquired, marketing teams nurture them by providing relevant information and guiding them through the initial stages of the buying journey. 3. Marketing channels and strategies. Marketing encompasses a wide range of channels and strategies, from content marketing and email campaigns to social media advertising and search engine optimization, SEO. The goal is to create a diverse and engaging online presence. With these roles and responsibilities in mind, it's evident that sales and marketing serve different functions within a company. Sales is focused on immediate conversions and revenue generation, while marketing aims to build long-term relationships and drive lead generation. Understanding these distinctions is essential for creating a well-rounded business strategy that leverages the strengths of both departments. Key differences. To gain a deeper understanding of the contrast between sales and marketing, let's examine some key differences. Timing. One of the most significant differences between sales and marketing is the timing of their activities. Sales typically occur after a potential customer has been identified and is interested in making a purchase. The sales process involves direct engagement with the customer, often in one-on-one interactions. Sales professionals aim to close the deal and convert the interested party into a paying customer. This is where revenue is directly generated. Marketing, on the other hand, takes place before a customer expresses direct interest in purchasing. Marketing efforts are focused on creating brand awareness and generating interest among a broader audience. Marketing initiatives aim to attract potential customers and nurture their interest, guiding them toward the sales team. The timing is more indirect, often involving mass communication efforts. Focus. Another crucial difference lies in the focus of each department. Sales is primarily focused on individual transactions. Sales professionals aim to meet their sales quotas and targets by closing deals with individual customers. It's a personal, one-on-one approach where the goal is to persuade the customer to make a purchase immediately. Marketing, in contrast, takes a broader and more long-term perspective. While marketing does contribute to sales, its primary focus is on building and maintaining long-term relationships with potential customers. The goal is to create a steady stream of leads and nurture them until they are ready to engage with the sales team. Goals. Understanding the goals of sales and marketing is vital in distinguishing between the two. Sales has a straightforward and revenue-centric goal, to generate immediate revenue for the company. Sales teams are measured based on their ability to close deals and meet sales targets. Success in sales is often quantified by revenue figures and sales quotas. Marketing, while indirectly contributing to revenue, has a lead-centric goal. Marketing teams are focused on generating and nurturing leads. They aim to create a pipeline of potential customers for the sales team to engage with. Success in marketing is often measured by the number of leads generated, engagement metrics, and brand visibility. Methods. The methods employed by sales and marketing also highlight their differences. Sales relies on direct, one-on-one communication with potential customers. Sales professionals build relationships, conduct product demonstrations, negotiate terms, and address objections personally. The methods used by the sales team are tailored to the specific needs and preferences of individual customers. Marketing uses mass communication and indirect methods. Marketing initiatives reach a larger audience through various channels, such as advertising, content marketing, email campaigns, and social media. The messaging is often more generalized, aiming to resonate with a broad range of potential customers rather than catering to each individual's needs. In the next section, we will address some common misconceptions about sales and marketing, shedding light on the interdependent nature of these two critical aspects of business growth. The sales-marketing collaboration. It is important to emphasize the value of collaboration between sales and marketing. This synergy is the key to maximizing the potential of both departments. The importance of aligning sales and marketing efforts. When sales and marketing teams work together, they create a seamless and efficient process that benefits the entire organization. Here are some reasons why aligning these two departments is crucial. Improved lead quality. Collaboration between sales and marketing ensures that the leads generated are of higher quality. Sales teams can provide valuable feedback to marketing on the types of leads that are more likely to convert, enabling marketing to fine-tune their strategies and target the right audience. Efficient lead nurturing. Marketing can play a significant role in nurturing leads before they are handed over to the sales team. This nurturing process includes providing potential customers with relevant content, addressing their questions, and guiding them through the early stages of the buying journey. When done effectively, it results in more prepared and informed leads for the sales team to work with. Consistent messaging. When sales and marketing teams collaborate closely, they ensure that the messaging and branding are consistent across all customer touchpoints. This consistency helps in building a strong and unified brand image. Streamlined communication. Effective communication between sales and marketing is essential. This includes regular meetings, feedback loops, and the sharing of data and insights. When these two departments communicate well, they can respond quickly to changes in the market and customer preferences. Data-driven decision-making. Both sales and marketing generate valuable data. When these data sources are integrated and analyzed, it provides a more comprehensive view of customer behavior and market trends. This data-driven approach can lead to more informed decision-making in both departments. Conclusion. In the complex world of business, understanding the distinction between sales and marketing is fundamental. Sales and marketing are not competing forces but rather essential components that, when effectively coordinated, can drive business growth. Distinguishing between sales and marketing involves recognizing their unique roles and responsibilities, understanding the key differences, and dispelling common misconceptions. Successful businesses emphasize collaboration between sales and marketing, creating teams or roles that bridge the gap between these two functions. Alignment and collaboration between the marketing and sales departments can lead to remarkable success. Leveraging the right tools and technologies, measuring key performance indicators, and maintaining consistent messaging across departments all contribute to a cohesive and efficient approach to sales and marketing. By mastering the art of distinguishing between sales and marketing, businesses can position themselves for success in a competitive marketplace, driving revenue, nurturing leads, and ultimately achieving long-term growth and sustainability. As you navigate the world of business, keep in mind that sales and marketing are two sides of the same coin, each with a unique role to play in the journey to success. Want to hear some more from the Webmobile blog? Please subscribe. Thank you for listening to the article from webmobile.com. A subscription button is available at the end of each blog post. We would love it and also encourage you to leave your comment at the bottom of the page. Cheers. Hope you listen or read again soon.